From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many dairy farmers in our region are in the process of diversifying their operations, seeking profitability. Some dairy producers are getting into other ventures, such as agritourism. That's according to Jessica Zim of Washington County, New York, who recently opened a farm store in one of her family's underutilized dairy barns.
We are excited to have our grand opening of our new farm store. It's also in conjunction with the Washington County Cheese Tour, which is seven different farms in the county that are showcasing their products. And we're just really pleased to be able to open the doors to this renovated barn that we have found a new life for.
Zim says they are diversifying, but dairy remains the priority.
First and foremost, we are dairy farmers. We milk 1,000 cows, and we are members of the Cabot Cooperative producing cheeses and dairy products.
Their new farm store, however, will feature a wide array of farm products.
About 10 years ago, we started raising some beef to diversify our herd. Since we were dairy farmers, beef made a lot of sense. We knew how to deal with animals. We had the infrastructure, the equipment. So we've been working on that and really growing that market. We have added pork to the mix, and that made a lot of sense to us as well. My husband loves pigs. In addition to that, in kind of another corner of the farm, we've also been growing and raising a lot of pumpkins.
Jessica Zim of Tyoshoke Farm in Washington County, New York. My thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This is Jeff Ishii, and I'd be honored if you would consider reading my new book. It's not my first book, but it is my first novel. It's historical fiction, and the title of the book is Two Sacks, One Family's Journey from Swiss Germany to America in 1803 to 1805. The story follows a family of nine, ranging in age from 2 to 69, as they travel down the Rhine River, across the mighty Atlantic Ocean. They then travel by foot down the Great Wagon Road through Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Virginia Shenandoah Valley to the Carolinas and Georgia, to finally cross the remote Indian trails of the Alabama Territory and reach their destination in the wilderness of the Mississippi Territory. And they carried everything they owned in two sacks. Once again, the title of the new book is Two Sacks. I'd be honored if you'd consider reading it. Available now at Amazon.com. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all that the best way to win an argument is to start off by being in the right. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm here.